Is folk art really art? This has been a topic of conversation since the Renaissance period, when artists began to receive formal training, and art became something that was only produced by artists. But how much training do you need to be an artist? Must you be able to sculpt like Michelangelo or paint like Van Gogh? Art, by definition, is the quality, production, expression, or realm, according to aesthetic principles, of what is beautiful, appealing, or of more than ordinary significance. So if you create something that invokes emotion, or makes people feel something beyond ordinary, have you not created art? This is the basis of folk art, produced by self-taught, untrained, creative people and craftsmen. Traditional structure is left by the wayside, and the whimsy of the artist takes over. Folk art is my favorite type of art, because it is by anyone, anywhere. There is no borders or boundaries, just pure imagination. Folk art has been my biggest inspiration as an artist. A local artist in Republic, Missouri, named Ralph Lanning, had a garden of his art, his folk art sculptures, and they were beautiful. You could walk in among them, you could touch them. You could be part of the art and know his experience. You knew his culture. There was biblical figures. There was dragons. There was eagles. There was so many things that made you feel what the artist felt at the time that he was creating it. And this is what folk art is. It's a cultural identity. It's created to convey a sense of culture or community, of their values and aesthetics. And it is a picture of the artist at the time that they created it. And I think that this is the most beautiful form of art, because it can be anyone, anywhere, anytime. That Native Americans created their folk art, and people today are still creating art that is a perfect picture of where we are as a culture at this time, without the constraints put upon them by traditional art media and traditional training. So, in conclusion, absolutely, folk art is real art, and I think it is the most true and beautiful form of art that we have to admire today.